Each year's Obon season is a time to honor ancestors, and this year, the Kauai Soto Zen Temple is focusing on the first generation of women to come to the islands between 1885 and 1924. Some 20,000 picture brides came to Hawaii during that period, each of them clutching a photograph that was her only clue to what her future would be like. Temple President Gerald Hirata has studied those stories and the unique Hole Hole Bushi music they made. He's on the phone with us from Hanapepe. Hi, Gerald. Thanks for talking with us.
Aloha, Chris. Glad to be here.
This is an amazing story on so many levels, and that music, the Hole Hole Bushi music, is pretty amazing in itself.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's striking to me about the many marriages that began this way was that they lasted, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. I think, yes, it's interesting. When you talk about 20,000, you have to think that these are 20,000 individual experiences.
Yeah.
But I think the way I would characterize it is that, you know, most of these picture brides and their marriages were, quote, successes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear about different stories. You know, some of these brides that came to Hawaii were not claimed. They may have had problems with their husbands. Some of them were too old. Yes, there's many stories like that as well. But on the whole, I think these women just accepted their fate, made the best of their own situations, and it was really the start of stabilizing the plantation's workforce, you know, where single men now could have spouses and children, and it really built the plantation communities in Hawaii.
Well, it wasn't a very easy life, was it?
No, it was a struggle, because if you just remember the time, now this picture bride period really stemmed between the years, say, 1908 and 1924. So when you look at the history, it's a certain period of immigration, and this was right after Roosevelt came out with the Gentleman's Agreement, which means that, you know, they had, especially there were a lot of anti-Japanese sentiment then in the U.S., and mm-hmm. at that time, you know, Japan was really had its own sort of vision of their imperial kind of dynasty.
Yeah.
And they severely restricted Japanese immigration to Hawaii. And you have to remember, too, that Hawaii at this time was a territory of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So there was strict placements regarding who could come to Hawaii. You could only have members of your family to come. And because of that reason, it spurred this whole phenomenon of picture brides. Now you could marry, you could bring your spouse over to Hawaii.
Well, because just from a sheer practical point of view, in terms of those running the plantations, you didn't mm-hmm. want, as you said, it stabilized the population. You didn't want a lot of unattached Japanese males.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted families,
mm-hmm.
right? People who would build a future and stay on
Correct.
The plantation.
Exactly. And this was the time when you will see that the immigration, as far as the gender ratios, really now tipped towards more women coming to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How was the whole picture bride arrangement done? I mean, we know that there were an exchange of photographs, right? But who organized all this?
Right. I think if you still look at the history of the Japanese, and even during that period, and it may not even be confined to Japanese society, where a lot of your marriages were prearranged by your family, and especially this in Japan, there was this custom of having arranged marriages, a go-between. So the players involved, whether that was a daughter, you know, or a son who was in Hawaii, in a way accepted that fate, because a lot of these decisions anyway were going to be settled by their parents.
Wasn't that different from what it would have been like back
yes,
home?
Yes, it actually was a carry-on. Now, actually, there is a separation. You know, you're not marrying, you may be marrying the same person in the village that you may not have met before, but the whole idea is that it's still a carry-on of a practice.
Sure.
And then the technology of photography at that time now became a lot more common for ordinary people. So now you had this added value of having photography to enhance that information exchange.
In a way, a lot of things converged at just the right time in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and a lot of people don't know that there were also Okinawan and Korean picture brides, and also largely undocumented are Filipino picture brides. So again, it was using the state of the technology at that time, almost like dating service today on the internet.
Yeah. Gerald, I want to just, in the time we've got, I want to talk about that music because it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
What is Holy Holy Bushi music?
Holy Holy Bushi music. Holy Holy is a Hawaiian word meaning to strip the leaves off the cane stalks.
Mm-hmm.
So the first women that came from, say, the period 1884 to maybe 1894, a lot of them worked in the cane fields, and they were assigned to do the Holy Holy work. So you harvest the cane, you need to strip the leaves off the stalk, you need to pile it up, and they'll take it to the mill to get it crushed to get the juice. So it was long and tedious work. And then, so what the women did is, you know, while you're working, you to occupy your time, they sang these songs.
Gerald, I want to play a very quick audio
segment. Yes, I think that will tell the story. The verses themselves will tell the story. Maybe I can hear which segment you're playing and maybe provide a translation.
Let's hear just a little bit. Well, that was just a little excerpt of a field recording.
This lady is Katsuyo Asakura. She's from the Big Island. Of course, she's passed. But basically, that segment was saying, you know, Hawaii, Hawaii, I'm dreaming of Hawaii. But you didn't hear the last two verses, you know. It's like a dream, yet to go to Hawaii, but now working in the cane fields, her tears are flowing in the cane fields. It was a dream to come to Hawaii, but at the same time, it was hard work.
What a powerful archive of a human legacy, Gerald. We're gonna want to talk to you more about this as in the future because there's a lot of history yet to be learned. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Gerald Hirata is the president of the Kauai Soto Zen Temple in Hanapepe and the Hawaii Soto Mission Association. He'll speak on picture bride stories and the Holy Holy Bushi music tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Lihue Public Library. Admission is free. And the Kauai Soto Zen Temple's annual Bone Dance will be held July 28th and 29th.